poses the question to his fellow Fantasism forum goers that would our characters really want us?
I just had a thought that if Nanaki were really physical on this world, what are the chances he would want me? I'm so passionate about him, but I think my wanting to be around him so much would simply drive him crazy. Nanaki doesn't seem the type to want to settle down, and from his experiences wouldn't really like to get that friendly with humans. In a way, I am glad that I can have him only in my thoughts and dreams. If he were real and rejected me, it would hurt badly. Now I can only hope to dedicate much of my time to showing him, whoever I think he is, that I do indeed care for him.
So not only is he fantasizing about this animated creature, he's already neurotic and needy for him.
Exactly.
Why won't
this guy need therapy now, in a bad way?
Why won't Red 13 call me?
Poster Enigma 13.
Maybe I'll play hard to get, then he'll want me.
Poster Enigma 13, who takes his avatar and his whatever after, I can't tell, is that Digimon or Pokemon? Some piece of shit looking thing.
Who's the expert on
this? Hey, excuse me, they're
that's
very
Pokemon?
Different.
I think so.
Okay, so here's
a
Pokemon.
That's Mewtwo, everyone, Mewtwo.
Okay, and he goes,
which Pokemon?
It's a critical question, and the answer is different for all of us. Some of us love malicious characters who would sooner kill you than love you. In those cases, we may be a little unrealistic in our hopes. Here's how I see it. I think that this immense need, this love, is something so strong that when we meet our characters, it will be something that they can't deny. I don't know about you, but if I could meet one of my loves and be friends, I'd be fine. I think if we don't approach them like crazy, love-needy freaks, then we have a chance with any one of them. And if we finally find them and ruin it by acting like possessive fools, then they'll probably take it as they see it and get away from you. But if you calmly approach them and let them know the immense passion you feel, they may admit to it. They may not.
This guy has a way better chance of scoring.
I believe in anything with the heart, which shows some sympathy to our situation.
He's got a rap laid out.
He does. So a third guy joins in.
Okay.
Because this is a debate here. Like, this is not, you know, there's no.
How should we approach our animals? Okay.
It's either Gilmon or Gaomon, and this is definitely a Digimon. And he says.
I agree with Enigmamon and with the one I love. Gaomon is an affectionate, loving, caring Digimon. He would be happy someone likes him so much. Of course, he may not understand at first, but he'd grow into it. And then he'd eventually feel the same about me as long as I show him the way I feel. I'm sure Nanaki would be the same way. Maybe not as playful, maybe not as trusting, and maybe not as friendly as Gaomon would be at first, but he'd eventually get there. Nanaki's not a cruel person. He's kind-hearted and a little naive. Of course, there's a chance for both of you.
Then, okay, let's just keep going. We had, actually, did you notice we had someone walk by?
Yeah, we had a couple people on the fifth floor walk by and give us weird
looks. They don't like that voice.
Yeah, they don't like that voice.
So let's take
it's
back
a little too close to home.
Character.
Yeah, so
On a more liberal note, if their psychology is similar to that of humans, and they have libido, then there's always a chance your character could be into you, even if he's not human. That would be interesting.
Then,
yeah,
okay,
wouldn't it?
Then the super spastic one that they're gonna call security on me if I do again says that he hopes his character would be into him because he has a long-standing plan to marry him.
We're back
dude,
to that again.
That guy that walked by ruined it, man. I'm going to blame it on him. Why can't I come down
just
to
just do
your,
it.
Your
do it. Come on. Like, screw him.
Go
screw
ahead
him.
And do it. Give it your best shot.
Okay. Okay. So, actually, here's a normal voice. So Steve, an unregistered poster who could very well be the person who tipped me off to this all mm-hmm. these shenanigans, comes in and says, they wouldn't. You aren't their kind. Chances are they would just use you for your money and leave you. It's the sad truth. Get over it. And then Enigma 13 responds,
well, that's a pretty sad view of things. It depends on who you're talking about. For example, if you're a Digimon lover, it doesn't matter if your Digimon loves you or not. It'll be by your side always. So you may as well add some intimacy to the relationship.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's hot right there.
Yeah.
But for other characters, that may indeed be the case. The question is, will it be worth it just to have seen them?
I think we need to have a link
to
the thread because all these images.
Can we go back to that guy's logic?
Okay, let's go back to it. Yeah.
He's saying that
since they won't leave you anyway, you might as well have sex with them.
Yeah, that was his point. Your Digimon, it doesn't matter whether they like you or not because they're by your side. So I guess
you might as well bone them.
Anything about Digimon?